Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yes, we've got Ryan McCoon! No Derek Ferguson injured in a Valentine's Day accident. How are we doing Valentine's Day? Yesterday, what did you get up to?
It's mine's a day.
Then it did.
Barely saw my missus yesterday, so make her a wee.
King of dinner. Dinner.
Oh, you're making?
Oh, I'm doing the cooking in my house anyway. But
you know, he's down on Da Vinci's for years?
No way.
Well, I bet you had a few birds in there.
Seriously?
Didn't want to bring it up.
What are you making her tonight,
mate? Wee bit of salmon.
Salmon,
some potatoes and broccoli.
Not a lot of cooking in that, is
there?
Hey.
What?
Hey. Not a lot of cooking in that.
You one day sat through making a dinner with a fucking jar sauce, mate.
Lasagna.
Come on.
Uh-huh. You're not getting the leg out for that, mate. You need
no,
a dessert.
No, that's what she's asked for. She's asked for salmon.
Wine? You wine with that? Wine? You go with that?
No.
Nah,
she's working. She's no drink when
she's. What is she working, isn't it?
She's in nursery assistant.
Oh, is she? Brilliant. You met his missus?
No.
Cracker, mate, Jill. Lovely.
Well, you're not going to shoot. She's a dog, is she?
She's a fucking pig,
like. I just wouldn't have mentioned that.
I see the state of her. Salmon, she looks like one.
What about you? What deal will come you first? Somebody underneath you said they heard tap three times.
Mate, honestly, Valentine scars me. I went back a long time ago and I had a terrible
experience. Oh. What happened?
It's a bit embarrassing, but I've got to apologise. I bought the same present for two birds and they bumped into each other on Valentine's Day.
Was it a threesome they bumped into each other?
No, two. I bought fucking earrings, right? You know what like it, right? Well, we've all been there. We're no good
no.
at
We've not been there, mate.
You're not good at buying presents, aren't you? No. Yeah. Because it's either too big, too wee.
We're still talking about presents.
the wrong perfume, all that nonsense. So I decided this person went, oh, I want these earrings. I thought, fuck, I'll just buy a double set, keep the receipt. And I didn't know, but the two of them bumped into each other and the two of them were wearing the earrings at the same time.
Where did they bump into each other? In your bedroom?
They walked into, one of them walked into my house.
Well, that's that.
I had a green bag early. So Valentine's is out for me.
Kevin, this will be good. Get the glasses
nothing.
On for
no,
it. Get the glasses on. Come on, Kevin.
No, don't do that, mate.
Come on, get the serious
them.
Kevin.
I've got them down on the table like that. You've got scratches.
Let's see them again.
I'm not reading. I don't date my Valentine's Day.
Oh, come on, Kevin. How long have you been married? She's raging at you all the time. You need to keep the spark alive.
13 years, mate. Come on, you don't.
Every girl's Valentine's Day.
I don't do anything.
You look like one of the Guess Who characters. Do they glasses that attach?
Stash glasses, didn't you?
It's a waste of money, no?
No,
come on. It's annoying, actually. The wee
what
wee
do you do?
What do you do?
So last night, Steph was wanting Aberdeen for her coming in. Got a Nando's, bottle of red wine, flowers, chocolates.
You got her a Nando's?
Got her a Nando's.
Nando's, mate.
Fucking Nando's.
Someone's done it. Still something.
So you wanted it. So basically, you're saying relationship.
So I was going to get a takeaway, but I wanted it to be.
Well, obviously, Faddy's cutting when he's doing salmon, potatoes, and fucking vegetables. He's cutting.
I'm definitely no cutting, mate. Definitely no cutting.
Nando's and red wine.
Uh-huh.
I never.
We left the podcast yesterday. Went, fancy, I bought the red wine. So see that I bought the missus a red wine.
It's for myself.
He bought his cellar red
wine. You were dry February.
No, Valentine's Day you made an exception, mate, didn't you?
I did.
Wednesday night, small night, and we won Tuesday night. Dad, so I wanted to celebrate.
Were you on the pitch?
On the pitch, mate. Pathetic, innit?
It's
embarrassing. Oh, did you win? We won 3-2, mate. We were 2-0 done. Thought we were dead and buried.
Did I use?
Cut a tactical subs. No, I'm there. Nothing to do with us on the side. Boys were brilliant, man.
Was that them that beat you 7-0 in the cup?
Them that beat us 7-0, mate. And then we were 2 done. Boys came back 1-3 to us. Trinent, mate. So we go 13 points clear of them now. So But I got is that done? No, done yet. No. Still. No,
celebrated like it was done.
I know. How many messages?
Were you up taking pictures of people in that? No. Stealing the camera. No.
But mate, somebody's put on a vlog when East Kilbride won the league. So everyone's up congratulating them on the league. We've not won the league yet. Still 10 games.
Nine games to go.
13 points clear, 9 games to play.
Of second?
Of second to him.
And then
they're fourth, but they've got 2 games at hand.
It's not the difficult. It's that fucking kamikaze playoff situation. They've got.
Could play us three up top when they lose.
Poland league. Oh, by the way, tribute to you.
Oh, mate. Fuck.
Built a rat in it.
What year was that?
I'm not sure. Was it you?
I think that's my reserve.
Oh, that's 90s. Paul Dickov either, surely.
90s.
What year was that? 90s. Because remember Liam Gallagher wearing it in it?
No, just be him saying brother and.
Brother Paul Dickov. Maybe early 90s.
That's brilliant.
What, on the Valentine's team, any football players that you could put in a Valentine?
11.
Their name? Like they behind Ali Love.
Aye.
Zach Lovelace.
Well done.
Good, aye.
Good. Danny Rose.
You just beat me there, bro.
Loving can as well, done.
Love. Oh, you've been fucking. You've been practicing.
No, he's good. Oh, BJ Cole.
One salmon, he's fucking all
BJ Cora.
Aye.
Any think through the show? Just
I think
throw it out.
Right, on to Rangers. Chance to go top league. Never went top the league. Will they be disappointed or just happy to get another 3 points?
No, I think first and foremost, you win the game. But you could see when the third goal went in, I think the manager was shouting for the players to go and get the ball back and try and get that fourth goal. But it'd be nice and everybody's going on about it and it would be a big deal. But you win the game, you're still putting pressure on. You still know that, you know, for Celtic, they can't slip up because Rangers are winning games. So, I mean, ideally, they would want to be top of the league. But I think winning games at the minute is all that matters. It doesn't matter if they go top of the league now. I think the manager said it, and that's what I like about them. It only matters come the end of the season who's top of the league. Mm. So win games and then deal with that when it comes.
Some amount of chances to win it. Was it the most shots on target of season?
Goalkeeper had 19 saves.
Most saves,
19 saves.
That's incredible, isn't it?
I tell you what.
Not a bad goal, eh?
Fair play to him, young keeper. But I agree with it. I think it would have been nice. I think it would have been a great opportunity to go top of the league. But league's not got to be won last night, is it? There's still a lot of football to be played. So win the game, 3 points. Look where they were, 8 points behind. Before he came in the building, everybody thought that the league was away. So,
but even that you go to the last Old Firm game, everybody thought, right, that's it. That's it.
Go, go back ahead. Go down ahead.
So for them to come back and be there showing that they're going to win games, changing the team as well.
The Nigerian Kevin Kyle is flying. But it's a bit of a compliment to you.
It is a compliment now.
You must be buzzing now.
Fucking somebody tagged me in something last night.
What was it?
A picture of me in a Rangers strip saying Dessers when he's no confidence, a picture of me. And then Dessers with confidence, a picture of R9. And I thought, you fucking cheeky.
It's a good mix, isn't it?
So sharp on it.
And I just thought, oh, well, that's just, you've got to take that. Just mute conversation. Nah, Dessers, like we said,
Me and Strainey said he would come good,
but he's coming good, right? But he could have scored about 14, 15 goals now. Mm. He could easily have had 20.
I know, but how many strikers can you say that about? He's done this, but he could be doing that.
The chances last night, the one where it's gone over the top, he's took it in, he's turned, hit and then post. Just open the body up and put that in. That's straightforward. And then the one where Cantwell's got to the byline, dinked it, he's up above everybody and he's headed it wide. Just tap into an empty net. That's him got 4 goals.
But then when you flip that, his first goal is a great final.
First goal is outstanding.
You know what I mean? I totally agree with you. Seeing you're nitpicking, because I say it's Stefadi there. If he scores 2, people go, I should score 4. Yeah. Should score 2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I thought last night he played very, very well. He's confident.
Imagine playing a game, right? Coming off 2 goals, you've won 3-1, you're buzzing. And everybody's like, what 8 chances you missed?
Sick, man.
That was an open goal.
He's doing really good.
For me, I think his movement's excellent. The chance, like his first goal's brilliant. Great movement.
It's brilliant.
To get it out of his feet, lift it out of the goal. And you see, I know Neil McCann was quite critical of the defending, and quite rightly so. Mm. But it's the balls in the air, he's got so much awareness, makes a running behind. He actually has a wee look to see where the goalie is.
Yep.
Because he knows. So I just think no striker scores every chance.
No.
And he does miss a few, but if he's missed a couple of chances and no scored, then you go, missed too many chances. Mm. He scored two goals.
Yeah.
He's on fire at the minute. So I think that it's a wee bit unfair, some of the criticism.
You just got to rotate him and Silva then. Do you think?
Were you surprised that he picked Dessers over Silva last night?
No, I think because he's only number nine.
He makes big changes.
Aye.
Come on.
Yeah,
if you look at the pattern, what he does, he makes changes.
Aye, the good news is Derek's not here, so you can actually give Yilmaz a wee bit of
credit. Was he good as well?
I just think he's been brilliant.
I think he's been steady since he's got in the team. I think he's been quite confident. I think he's got better every game. I think he's really, really comfortable with the ball at his feet, dribbling, going forward. You can see why Rangers spent the money they spent on him initially. And I think, was it Big John Sittard said in an interview last week that players just take time
to settle in.
He didn't know the language.
Well, that's some finished nursery in that now, isn't it? So I think you're starting to see that.
Like some size.
Did Faddy's wife gain the certificate on his leave?
Very good, Kevin. What about Ross County, though, defending wise? Oh, get guys at the pub to defend.
Well, that's why they are where they are, sorry. They're defending shocking. The goalkeeper. Fair play to him, loads of saves, but you can't even rely on your goalkeeper every single week. You big long ball over top, Dessers over top, and then it happens again too often afterwards. Once okay, twice fill me not. You've got to show it up a wee bit, surely.
If you're playing against Rangers, you can accept them playing through you and creating a one long ball over top to go 1-0 down at Ibrox. It's not really how you want to start the game, is it?
No, defensively, no, because you've got to go and try and be solid, haven't you? But everybody looks at it. We've been there as players, I've been there as a manager, and you're sitting thinking, right, how can we get caught with that? It's difficult because it's that split second. You know what I mean? It's the switching off. You're playing against better players that are just that wee bit sharper. You can analyse every goal and pick fucking points against it, can't you? Good points.
I wonder if they've been told, because when you speak about Dessers, we go back to Dessers. He's not got great pace. He can't run behind. I don't know if they've thought, we can be quite aggressive here. Step in front, don't allow the ball into feet, don't allow them to build. But his movement, the timing of his runs are that good that
his movement's
good. You can't be standing that high and no be waiting for the ball at the top. It's like, I'm going to nick in front and get it. But you should really be anticipating that from behind and say, right, if it's in, I'm there.
Then I'm going
and if it goes behind, I can give myself a couple of yards.
Because the ball has travelled a long distance to not make a decision.
The ball as well, isn't it?
That ball's come and he's basically running, leaving the ball do what it does and keeping the defender away from the ball. Well, that defender's got to be a bit more aggressive.
Gambling before the pass.
Aye, he should be already in front of Defers to try and get that ball away, but I don't know. Ross County, did you see anything different under, obviously?
To be fair, Kevin, did create a few chances.
Oh, aye,
they did. Didn't they have?
A couple of chances against Rangers, didn't they?
The goal's outstanding.
Yeah, I think Sutter's got to do better. I think if you're
Sutter or Goldson,
both of them.
Exactly. But nothing away from them. It was a good goal. I've got to, and you're right. They created a couple of chances. Back post as well. McCausland just got a wee block in when the boy had a good opportunity. But Rangers, 19 saves, incredible.
Yeah. There was a bit. I mean, Dessers is getting a bit of stick, but. There was a bit of poor finishing for quite a few of the players.
Well, Cortez should.
Well, he's a good player,
Silva,
didn't he?
As well.
Oh, wow. He looks like he's coming out. I'll tell you what he's done is
give Matondo a lift, I know.
Yeah.
Because he knows that.
Competition.
There's competition.
He must have about a year left in his deal.
What about the Scottish Dessers, Simon Murray? That's another goal for him.
14 goals, is it?
Done well, isn't he?
Simon Murray works really hard, and I think that's why he gets his reward. A guy that never gives up, he's passionate about, like you see him when you watch him in the highlights in the games, and that, he never gives up, always arguing.
But if you've got a first touch to him, Kev, you need to work hard, didn't you?
Mate, well, that's why, because
you have to chase it.
Somebody said his GPS had him doing 16 kilometres a game. It was just chasing balls.
He'll never be silly.
What a boy is.
He's the angriest guy ever on the pitch, isn't he?
The nicest guy ever off it, mate. He is angry. It's because he's ginger, isn't he? Were you surprised that Don Cowie? It looks like he's going to get it to the end of the season.
No, really. I think it's something that Ross County have done throughout the years. They've promoted from within. Don Cowie has worked under Malky for long enough. Mm. And then he was obviously there with Derek. He was on my licence a good few years ago.
I thought
he was good, aye. Uh-huh. Spoke really well, clear, good ideas.
I was there that day. I remember.
You never took the fucking A. You've not done your A licence.
I've done everything. Oh, fuck, aye.
How was he on it?
I'm cool. I'm cooking. You fucking shaking your head there.
I'm going to fold it up. I'm telling you,
master chef.
I just find it's at the Orium. So it used to be down at Lyle. So it's at the Orium. I'm driving in, and he's just walking the streets.
Where the fuck are you going?
I've not got a clue.
That's
your
that big
I've
building.
I've not got a clue where I'm going.
Can you find my motor in for it either?
No. Fuck it. You know, it's a student accommodation, isn't it? He was laying in the window.
It's the worst fucking place I've ever seen in my life.
He's just walking the street going,
fucking doing on. About half an hour.
Yeah, what's he doing here? He's like, I'm on my license. Where is it? I'm gone. I'm like, follow me. Follow me.
Oh,
that's incredible. See, you're on Ross County. Can they take a wee bit of heart with St Johnstone's results? St Johnstone look like they're struggling to win games now.
St Johnstone, could they be dragged into it? They could be dragged into it, but
they need to look at themselves first.
Aye.
Yeah.
And I think that, like Faddy says with Don Cowie, how long has he been there? He's been there a right few number of years now. There's no point in going and spending money on somebody that might or might not. Just take a guy that knows the kid, knows the players within, because something's obviously happened between Derek Adams and the players. Well, the players are needing a wee arm around them. Aye. Don Cowie could be that guy that might just galvanise us, and he doesn't need to look at games against Rangers or Celtic or Hearts that are flying, where we need to pick up a point there or 3 points here. It's the teams running about and it's going to matter, and that's where he's got to pick up the most points. And Livy probably Davey's obviously raging that your man got the sack.
That was
so that was class, but it's between the three of them.
Well, Livy's gone.
See, as long as you're in touch and distance when it comes to the bottom six. Remember Dundee United last year? Mate. Thought they were safe until that.
No, you're saying they're gone, but see 6 points.
They're same playing well though. They're just not getting results.
Oh, Friday, come on. I'll eat a fucking plate of chicken wings if
it's here right, we go.
Let's go on
there you go.
Will you eat the one that Neil killed us to?
Aye. If Livy stay up, there's not a
right,
chance.
Right, okay.
Oh, yes, there's not a fucking chance. Who did he play weekend? He's a look at the fixture.
By the way, Livy have signed good. The big striker up front looks a proper hand. Is it Yanga? Goes against Thistle.
Hope I don't bump it.
Oh, look at Mr. Sexy. Look. Holy.
Still
look.
Fucking can't you see?
It's because you keep rubbing them on the
Winston
table.
Still getting one. I see.
He played with them
fucking,
on.
I'm not getting used to these at all, man.
Have you had them on the taxi?
Nah.
I need them
fucking
for
seen the taxi when the jobs came through.
I've seen
when the jobs came through. I fucking press the button and think I'm going to G14. I end up at G41. It's up beside the city. Fucking murder. Really? I can't see.
G-spot you like, innit? Right, incredible game last night. Aberdeen v Motherwell. Result here, source of frustration for both teams.
Aye.
Motherwell, totally. I know Aberdeen will be frustrated the fact that Motherwell at home should be winning their games, but Motherwell 3-0.
3-0.
Mate, I'm gutted for Motherwell. I'm a massive Motherwell fan, right?
Are you?
Oh, I've never missed an away game at Ibrox. After Morton, right, you're thinking, I'm worried here. And I'm sitting 3-0. No, by the way, should have been 4, shouldn't it? The boys at Vale should have
scored.
Should have scored his head.
Aye.
Four.
Can you get enough on? Because when I seen it first,
aye, no.
It flashes and I'm like, can you
know? I know.
He did that. But I don't know if he can get enough on it. Maybe need to be direction then, but rather than power.
Yep.
But you're thinking.
But he has to.
But fair. Where I think the difference was, Warnock changed it. I don't know what Kurt Weill was thinking, right? You've got to counteract a wee bit. And they get the goal. Yeah. Duke comes on within minutes and gets a goal. That gives you a lift.
Motherwell thrown as well.
I told you before, I've been there with that 3-0 lead.
Dangerous, isn't it?
See the minute goes 3-1 and 3-2. It's like eating a chicken wing. You're the fucking the sweat just starts coming. You're thinking, this ain't looking.
Gamble, you're on your own. I'm at the door.
Get the motor.
Take care of that till I come back. Oh, it's a hard one. But I'll tell you what, the biggest talking point, Majovski's.
Offside, that's embarrassing. There's no way he's offside. I don't know who.
But
the
they say they can't get that
offside,
right.
It's not offside.
Nah, come on, you're a VAR man.
They say that the pitches are calibrated, so the lines looked, because they're so close together, they didn't. It looked onside to me. But you're having an angle, you know, behind it really.
So are the VAR seeing a different angle?
They're not seeing a different angle, but the pitch is calibrated. So when they put the line on the furthest point of Majovski, that straightens it. Touchline to touchline.
Right.
And then the same on the defender. So, as much as it looks, you've got to trust it. Otherwise,
they say that's the only decision they kind of get right.
Aye.
And is it I think we all agreed we're looking at that. And
it looks onside. Is
it not happen last
Liverpool, Tottenham, remember?
Aye, but even
that was the people.
That was a mistake.
Was it Rangers played Motherwell and they put the lines on the telly and the fucking one line was going to North Pole, one was going to South Pole.
So it's like your eyes.
The biggest issue is.
Good kid. Is it
devastated? No. Is it devastated? Brushed it
this morning. Fix it for this
fan. Carry, mate. Hey. I'm fixing nothing.
Oh, brilliant.
No, the issue we've got is the amount of cameras at games. So everybody can moan about it. The clubs can moan about it. They pay for the amount of cameras that they get at games. So the camera you're having isn't in line because of where it's situated. So, if they want, I know that there's people want rid of VR, but they can only use the cameras they've got. Mm. They don't have any other angles.
What about the cameras in your bedroom?
Oh, fuck. VR, I was outside last night.
Do you see any signs of improvement under Warnock? You need to give him a bit of credit. He changed it, didn't he, after, 24 minutes?
Took off for two subs. Too wide when he took off.
And no. He says he started in a formation
took Morris, who was playing wide, but McGrath was playing left wing back. Aye. Morris was playing right wing back, and he took Pulvar off.
It's no rocket science. You can't play McGrath at
left wing back.
Come on. By the way, he wasn't there. He wasn't causing them too many problems.
I know. But I think that you go this. I think everybody had noticed that the system was wrong, and he changed it. And I think the importance was getting the two goals before half time. Mm. Motherwell got in there even 3-1. I'm expecting Mull to come out and see that game at 3-2. Different team talking it.
See, it gets you when you're 3 up. Should he change that, or do you do just keep it? Because it's doing so well, aren't you? Why would you change it?
It was 3-0, we said before.
Exactly.
You're creating chances.
It's just a mindset.
You've forced Aberdeen to have to change at home.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, it's no. Motherwell have, this season, have a habit of conceding soft goals. They're no defending the box well enough. Mm. And that gives the encouragement. When it's 3-0, you're bringing Duke on. Duke's no had a great season. I think Neil Warnock's made a point to, you know, try and get the best out of him. Clearly worked last night. He's coming on with nothing to lose. You're 3-0 down. Go and make something happen. Make a nuisance to yourself. Play off the left, but get in the box. And he goes in.
Not be too critical, but you should be tighter to him in the box, shouldn't he?
The thing is, you get that first goal, you can sense when you get the other team struggling straight away.
It's mad, isn't it? Even though you've still got a 2-0 advantage, you're thinking.
You know, but you can sense it in the other team. You think they're there for the taking, they've gone. And it's only because Warnock made a couple of substitutions and Duke scored straight after coming on.
And people look at it and say, like fans and that look at it and go, you can't lose a 3-goal lead. And you're looking at it saying, you can. The changes come on, they get a goal, they get a lift, you go, 3-1, we'll be all right. 3-2, as you say, get half time at 3-1, you might be fine. It just changes. You feel
two different team talks,
isn't
it? It's two different team talks. Because Kettlewell goes in there 3-1, 3-0. It's a good team talk, right? He goes in there 3-2, it's a nervous team talk. Warnock, on the other hand, goes in there 3-0 down, he's pulling the place apart. Yeah. But 3-2,
he's saying they've gone.
They've gone. It's completely different. It's amazing. You're standing there on the touch line, you're thinking, your team talks goes from there to there, different all the time, because you're thinking, hold on, oh, we're back in it here. I don't need to go with that aggressive style.
Forget the 3-0. Would Motherwell have been happy coming back with a point in the first place?
100%.
So right, you've got to look at it.
Is that a penalty for? Should have been disallowed for Motherwell.
Butcher.
Repush
before when the ball was up.
I think if you're Aberdeen, you're looking for that. If you're Motherwell, I'd be looking for it.
He pushes him, which doesn't have an impact. I know they say he knocks Roos down, but by the time Roos gets back up, he's in goal, and then he's facing a shot. But I know that, like, two hands in the back, whether McGrath makes a melee or no, you kind of go in and push somebody to the ground. But
it was some game, wasn't it?
Brilliant, mate.
Good.
Great advert for Scottish football, wasn't it?
It was a good game, I've got to say.
Really good. Right, on to Celtic, showed improvement against St Mirren last week. Hugo played in the 10. Do you like it? Can you see him continuing with us?
I think
he was far better because having the boy
Ida. Involved in the game as well.
Ida was up front, so it just meant when he came short, when he received the ball short, when he got turned, he had somebody in front of him. So he didn't need to come as short, and then the wingers knew that when they cut inside, Kyogo was dropped in the hole, which helped allow kind of create stuff. But from Kyogo being dropping short, I don't think they created too many more chances than what they normally would. But his goal, obviously, is instinctive, the quick one finish. But Celtic, I thought Celtic played well because St Mirren played really well. And obviously, it's potentially a banana skin going there, but St Mirren, I think St Mirren had something like 7 or 8 corners in the first 25 minutes or something. It was mad. Celtic defended well, and considering the back four of Burnaby, what do you call him?
Scales, Welsh,
and Ralston. I mean, somebody said that to you. That's your back four leading into the push for winning the league. They would say no chance. But a good result. And then obviously Kilmarnock this weekend, they all won in Kilmarnock, didn't they?
Yeah.
After the last performance at Rugby Park. So
do you ever do that when you're a natural nine? You ever drop back and play in the ten?
Nah, I know. I hate taking back.
Did you?
Nah, I hated
you
it.
To be in the box.
I always believed that if you went that way, it took you away further from fucking scoring a goal. Because I couldn't kick the ball that far. Every goal probably I scored was inside the 18-yard box. I couldn't really kick the ball far. Right? I wasn't a far kicker of a ball, as you say in the modern day games.
I wonder if that was ever on a scout report.
Was that on the air license?
Gordon Dale, keep him outside the box because he's not a far kicker of the ball.
See if I was in the halfway line, right? Know how they used to do that crossbar challenge? I'm treating that as a par three, mate. I'm laying up and then I'm going for it. Right? Any boys will tell you, I could not kick the ball far.
I was the same, mate. I couldn't kick the ball far.
Everything was done. Now, you're talking about Kyogo. I thought Brendan...
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rodgers was correct in what he'd done, right? I thought he had to change something. I thought Celtic were a lot better because... And it was a tricky, because I think I went with St Mirren, right? I thought Cal McGregor started dominating the game.
Game there ahead.
He's a brilliant football player, but I thought he just fell off it for the last few weeks. And when he falls off it, I think Celtic fall away from it, right? He ticks everything. But Kyogo, for me, if I'm a centre-back, he scored a good goal. It's a great move. I'd rather see him playing there than playing on my shoulder.
Because he was so good at that last year.
He's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. But fair play to Rodgers. He went, I want my two strikers in. He went with it. It worked. And I thought Celtic looked good. I've got to say, I do understand what Kev's saying, that St Mirren put a wee bit. Gogic was so unlucky, wasn't he? With the one over ahead and stuff like that. But I thought Celtic deserved to go through.
Joe Hart made a... Couple of good saves,
didn't he?
Joe Hart's a good goal.
I know.
Mate. You know what I mean? Joe Hart's
he's shown just how good he is over the last few games.
Joe Hart's said
a couple of big saves in Aberdeen game as well.
He's always could have done better.
They're waiting for that one mistake to slaughter. Yeah. Oh, we should have signed a goal. I like Joe Hart. Yeah. I think Joe Hart's
I played him. He's top drawer.
Birmingham,
top drawer.
Right, on to Hibs. Suggestions that Hibs legends Hanlon and Stevenson might retire in the summer. See that coming?
Retire?
Uh-huh. Or leave Hibs. Is it the right decision?
He's going to bride him in for him.
He's going to bride, we'll double your money.
No, your left back is...
The size of them, you've got one a pre-contract, didn't
they? Would that be the right decision, Jake?
What age are
they? So Lewis is my age, I came through, he's older. He'll be 35, Hanlon will be a wee bit... Maybe 36 now, Lewis. Hanlon will be a wee bit younger, 34.
I think they can do a turn easily.
Still for Hibs?
No, for Hibs.
Aye.
I think if maybe...
They'll no retire. I don't think they'll retire. No? I don't think they'll retire. But I think, look, they're not going to play, and they're legends of the club. I think Lewis Stevenson's just short of 600 appearances. Hanlon's 500 and something as well. So they're legends. But if they're not going to play, like they've kind of done the supporting role over the last year or two,
they should, you know, maybe move on and go and play somewhere
else.
How
much candy you've got, mate?
They'll be skint.
I'd play then. If I'm 34, 35 and the bank balance is looking all right, I'm fucking out of
them, didn't they? They both got testimonials.
You're out of there then. If you've got a few quid.
Did you ever have a club legend that stayed about? Maybe never played all the time, but it was just so good to hear about the place.
I hung about Mother all too long. No, stayed about. Like, I saw this coming through. I remember when Big Dunk left.
That's what I was going to say, Big Dunk, huh?
Yeah, he'd obviously announced it was his last season he was leaving. And it is, because you used to see him, like I've said this before, he was a brilliant professional. He was in the gym first, before training, he was in the gym after training, he practiced finishing every single day. He was really good to have a good
example.
But we, different, I don't know if it was the same time, so you had like Alan Stubbs, left the club and they come back, David Weir was leaving, so the kind of older experienced ones were all leaving. And it's hard because you're so used to them being there, whether it is like, you know, a bit of experience or just watching how they go about, or if you're from, in my case, being moany and moody, you know, telling you to shut up and just go home. I was when I was younger.
Were you moany? What do you mean?
Terrible.
Yeah, I remember watching you a couple of times before. You actually looked like you were
terrible.
I was
on the pitch.
Well,
I was a wee dick on the pitch.
Did you have a lot of guys at half time and after the game have a go on it?
All the time.
Were you always in a scrap?
Every day. No, I wasn't fighting. I just.
Who was the one that would usually say, Faddy, shut the fuck up?
David Weir.
Would you?
That's enough.
And would you give him a bit back, or would that be it done?
I wouldn't be aggressive to him. I'd just maybe continue moaning to him.
Right.
And he'd be like, right, that's enough.
What would the moan be, you know, getting the ball?
Just, I'd moaned about everything. And it helped me get through training at times. Kind of, I just
were you watching the
pain fiery.
Just never happy, were you? He was just never happy, were you?
Were he? Seriously?
I was terrible.
I'd have fucking hated to play with you, mate.
No, I didn't moan it. I wasn't moaning.
Man goal against France,
you prick. I wasn't moaning.
Look at that. I've just been saying that, mate. No word of a line of private. How weird. Somebody just exactly sent me that 10:09.
No, I didn't moan it. I wasn't like a wee dick to my teammates. I'd argue and fight with opposition. I wouldn't really moan so much.
Do you know a moaner now?
I was a fuck.
Just in the bedroom.
I wasn't.
So you didn't mind when the ball wasn't crossed into you in the box or that?
I can you come sometime. I'd say.
Yeah, same as the bedroom.
I would take a wee rest. I liked a bit of patter on the park.
Did you?
I enjoyed the. I didn't like the actual playing, right? But I like to par.
Did you only moan when somebody passed it to you outside the box?
No, fuck.
Stop passing it to me outside the box.
You were a funny bastard as well, weren't you, Peter?
What do you care?
I am moaned. I don't know why. Even this day, I still moan like fuck. Seeing this, fucking these kids are in my sink.
Do you moan the taxi?
See, I don't moan as much.
Do you tell stories in the taxi?
Can you imagine he's the moaniest taxi driver?
One star review every trip.
I'm moaning like fuck.
See that fucking council with him? You can just imagine him, man.
Moaning like fuck with potholes.
Potholes are fucking nightmare, aren't they?
And then yesterday, the Glasgow airport's went to £5.50 for a drop off.
Is it? Mate, they must watch us because we complained about it.
Well, I'm going to fucking protest. I'm going to get a taxi driver. I'm going to park up at that fucking Glasgow airport and just barricade the place.
Just piss all on the place.
Don't let anybody in. See, £5.50 to drop somebody off?
That's incredible.
Is it up to £5.50? Fuck, they'll be around the corner of the petrol station. They can walk.
Potholes.
Just phone me when you're coming out.
You're right there, darling. I've only got 15 minutes here.
Is that you? Have you got your bag? I'm not going anywhere.
Then I get him started on the LEZ zone.
Me? I don't mind the LEZ zone.
Oh, because your motor's all right.
My motor's all right, but what I don't understand.
You're hanging.
No. What I don't understand my LEZ is, right, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll leave this wee sucker in the middle, be pollution free. But see the big sucker run about it? Let's pollute the shit out of that. What's the point?
How long you been in this game, Kev? I didn't know you were.
Fucking too long. 7-8 years.
Many.
Been moaning about that, I know.
He makes a fortune, mate. He shows me his
back. Are you Dave Chifter?
Morning. Up at 4, start at 5, finish at about 1, 2 o'clock, up the road.
You ever done it in a taxi, Daz?
Nah.
That's why they've got the fake taxi t-shirts and logos for me.
He started fake taxi. Remember the guy's face was blurred out in fake taxi.
You must have caught a few in the taxi.
I've had a few stories.
He's a shift.
I'll take your shift tomorrow.
I'll do your 4 o'clock.
What you make your day? Fuck off.
When you'll hear a story. Check that video.
Club legends that were when you went to a club that had been there for years and how good they were about the place.
Most clubs had like a legend of some sort.
Somebody always hangs on, mate, didn't they, and continues to get 1 year
the
Rangers.
I would say when I went to down to City, the boy Paul Power, remember him? Do you remember him, Faddy?
It's his boy Max Power.
Fucking on it,
I think it is.
I don't know, but he'd been there for fucking years and years and years, but he was, what a professional he was. No one of the ones that you just went, fuck, don't invite him to the night out.
Boring bastard.
Oh, fucking hell. He would be doing shuttles in the nightclub and all that. He was unbelievable.
Shuttles in the nightclub?
He was unbelievable.
At least he was there.
He was unbelievable, mate.
Did you ever keep a player as a manager just a bit, just because they were like, they'd been there for years and they were good about the place?
Nah, I get rid of it.
Only ones that's in the line.
Wait, honestly, see Nan in the air at first. Oh, fucking hell. I had some experienced players, right? I mean, I took her for Simon and I looked at these experienced players. I thought, fuck, how am I going to get rid of all these guys? I was a conveyor belt. I was just...
Who did you have then? Who was the players in the day?
Oh, I had guys like Hughie Burns and all that. Right. Shuggy was a great lad.
Robert Connor, no?
Robert, Robert.
Mark Shanks, same guys? No, are they two?
No, they were... Shanks, he'd just left. But I signed Robert Connor... Well, I can't remember where I signed him for. But he came in here, I signed him. He was one of my signings. But it was just, it was a group that it needed, you know, it just needed changed. But you were talking to experienced guys. And I was only 34, 35. I was a player manager that never really played. I couldn't be arse playing. It was great the fact you didn't need to pick yourself. stay yourself on the bench for a bonus and appearance. Fucking brilliant, man. Extra money. But,
so how did you deal with the players take it when you try to get rid of them in the region?
Because they still seen... See, I was still a player-like type thing, right? It wasn't like I was an experienced manager. So they would take it as a wee bit of... And I could totally understand it. They used to go and slaughter me left, right and centre. He's a fucking prick. I'm out here. You're out. So something like that.
What was that for, Daz? Did you feel like they weren't good enough for you? Did you just want to bring your own players in?
Didn't anybody see that you were winging it, did they?
Fuck. I wanted the young boys. Boys. All that care. The coach and all that with my initials on it. They'd have seen right through my shit, you know what I mean? But I just needed to... Listen, I would have... I can remember even when I left Raith Rovers, I was fighting for the money and all this, Kiro, and you're thinking to yourself, right, the club's trying to do the best for there, I'm trying to do my best here. And it was the same with the players. Guys like Shuggy Burns and all that. I played with Shuggy at Rangers. Terrific player, great pro, great lads, but it just in fact, right, there's a perfect example of how bad I was. I had Joke McStay, who was my best man, and I freed him. Right? I freed him. Oh, aye. Oh, what a fucking day
after
that was.
The wedding or before the wedding?
Before. He was at Air United with me, right? And he was my best mate. I ended up sharing a flat and everything. Well, Joke was my best mate, greatest guy in the world. I took him in freedom. Tells everybody that bastard freed me.
How did he take it?
Oh, fuck knows. I never spoke to me for about 6 months. No, he was all right. He actually was brilliant about it. But I had to do that. You know what I mean? I had guys that your best mates that you have to sit down and say, by the way, I'm no longer giving you a job, and put them at the fucking door.
Oh, that's tough, isn't it? What about you, Kev Sunderland? Niall Quinn.
Well, I put three wives at the door. I'm not
hey, you get put at the door three times, you mean?
Nah, we just had Kevin Ball still lingered about the club quite a lot, Bally, and then Quinny came back as the chairman, and then obviously he came back as a manager, so he was always about the club. But
did Quinn retire at Sunderland?
Quinn retired at Sunderland, and then
was the right time for him to retire?
No, I think I spoke to him once after, and he said he wished he probably could have went on for another year or two.
He was buzzing though,
because he got in the team.
But he, I think he had a bad back, and then he came. What happened was Sunderland struggled a bit financially, and he got a group of Irish guys together, and then came back, and then got them up with Roy Keane. And then he was the manager the first five games, then Roy took over, so got him promoted, and then kind of then became the chairman. So he's always still kind of lingered about the club because he had the testimonial and donated all his money to the hospital. They built a hospital, £1 million hospital, because his testimonial.
Oh, that's right, I remember that. Yeah. Bolly was coaching then as well.
And Bolly came back in, and then Quinny started getting some of his either back involved or in the club to try and get the club feeling like it was Sunderland again. And then, but Sunderland were fortunate because they had the 73 Cup final winning team, the FA Cup with Jimmy Montgomery and me, Bobby Kerr. So they were always like your ambassadors on a match day and stuff, and you would ever bump into them, they would tell you what it was like to play for Sunderland and stuff. But get back to this guy, I remember when I was 16, right?
Playing
for
him?
Aye, playing for Ayr. And
did I free you? I was the manager, was
no, it? You were the first team manager, so I'm thinking 96.
Oh, fuck, I didn't deal with you.
96, 97. Was it 96, 97 you were at Ayr?
Aye.
Aye, right, so I'd played with Boys Club, Ayr United, Ayr Boswell. And then Ayr United approached me and says, Kev, would you play for us on a Saturday in the Glasgow League? He says, we think you're good enough. I says, I need ball. So I played with Ayr United. So at the end of that year, I actually finished like the top scorer for Ayr and was flying, and a few scouts coming here and everything. So the manager said to you, come and watch this 16-year-old boy we've got for Stranraer. He's fucking really good.
I'm the linus.
Right? He says, I will come. So we got to the Scottish Cup final and we got beat. I think it was at Kilwinnan's ground. You came and watched and he spoke to me afterwards. He says, definitely. What I'll do is I'll get you in. He says, definitely get him signing an S form. It was an S form at the time. Get him signing an S form.
I remember it.
Get him signing an S form. We'll be in touch. He's really like what I saw. I went away and never fucking heard anything for 6 months. I ended up signing with Sunderland, so thank fuck you never got back in touch with me. So thank fuck my little phone.
But you said you got him back all the time.
Oh, I tell you what, I remember it. I remember it.
It was like a junior group somewhere down in there, the cup final was at.
Wow.
And he what came to watch, and I was like, fucking Gordon Dale, the first team manager, because obviously I didn't really know who anybody was. And I was trying to be a football player, and he says, I will definitely get you signed. And I know what happened. I think it was like, you did a green light it, but the boy that was supposed to get in touch with me, I think he fell ill during the summertime, and he couldn't get in touch with me.
Do you know something? I think I went back to revisit that, and I'm honest here when I'm saying this, and you'd already left.
Aye, so then about like, 3 months.
Turn and go, right, big man, warm up.
That's a big guy.
He's done a dazzler.
So you went to Sunderland.
So then 2 months later, I was up the park, and we bought the cider. My mum came up and says, there's a guy on the phone for Sunderland. Why don't you go for a trial? You get that. And that was me, away, never come back.
Wow. Okay. But see, talking about Kilwinnan Rangers and Sunderland connection, did you watch a documentary that came out yesterday?
Was that Big Ross?
Stuart, was it Kilwinnan Rangers? 4 or 5 years later, he's playing for Sunderland in the playoff final.
Seriously?
Incredible, aye, mate. Kilwinnan Rangers, Albion Rovers, Ross County, Sunderland.
Mirren, didn't he?
Mirren, sorry, yeah. Alloa.
Not as good as the boy Ross Bevan's chat. He's went from like.
I know, but Stuart's playing first team, isn't he? Bevan will be kicking about the 20s for a couple of years, won't he?
Oh, but just,
you've just said in 5 years. He's been there for 2 minutes and you're going,
not getting
it. He'll be nowhere near it.
But Ross Stewart's story's incredible, isn't it? Kilwinnan Rangers to Sunderland. Aye.
Fuck that. That story's.
I know, that's a great story.
I've turned him into a taxi driver. You'd have stayed with me, you wouldn't have been fucking driving.
You're putting that down as a success, don't you?
What about when you first met Rangers? Who was like the legends that had been there for years?
Oh, Sandy Jardine, Alec McDonald, Colin Steen was there when I went. Guys like that, but it was a real group. They'd just come off, they just won the treble.
Right.
Big Derek had been there, Colin Jackson, Tom Forsyth, right. Tom McLean's, no those real season pros, mate. It was the worst experience of my life.
Just how hard they were on you?
No, just getting into that dressing room, you're sitting, and you used to go to games and you'd watch these guys, and I went straight S for them on a Sunday to full time the Monday.
I remember you saying that.
Right, full time. it was incredible. Uh-huh. I went in with my dad and I didn't even expect to sign. My dad was a nightmare, right? Absolute nightmare.
Was he a Rangers fan?
Oh, massive, right. What happened? Because he kept saying to me, look, listen, just you keep quiet. We're meeting Greg and John Greg the Monday. And you imagine, my dad, he get brought up Rangers, right? But he never really, he went to games, but he wasn't every week and wore a scarf and all that. But he was Rangers, man. And look, just you keep yourself quiet, I'll do all the talking, and
I'm thinking, great, walks in, Greg is fly as I've ever seen. Always remember it. Turns around, Mr. Dale, how you doing? There's a lovely Rangers tie to welcome you to the club and all that. Ah, my boy's always wanted to sign his agent. I was like, you fucking spoke money yet? My boy's always wanted to sign, wants to play for a jersey. I must have got the worst deal in the history. Fucking absolutely done me.
Do you ever take your dad in for a deal? Early on?
No.
Motherwell or anything?
No.
Who did you go in with, just yourself, when you first signed your first
my
pro?
My first one, myself.
What, you just walked in and negotiated the money, or you just take what you were given?
No, you did, no negotiation. Uh-huh.
When did you get an agent, Faddy? I never had an agent, apart from my mum, no.
And no, you got a tie, I think maybe my first professional deal. No, my YTS or that.
First professional deal, who done that
maybe
for you?
An agent.
An agent, right.
No, I couldn't have my dad. See, even when I was younger, if I was at a team and I was leaving, I had to go and speak to the coach. Or if I wasn't happy, I had to do it. My dad battled him. I had to go and date myself. So I'm like, he's got to battle him. So I'll stop him for getting a doing and leave.
By the way, this is how good my dad was negotiating. See, when I left Ibrox that day, it was a day. I think the car had broken down, right? Or probably didn't have a fucking car. And we get a bus. And we're standing at a bus stop. And these days, that you used to get a wee couple of quid. The fathers and the mothers get a wee couple of quid, right? Just think. So my dad, he couldn't wait to get to the fucking pub, you know, in the ex-services club. And we're waiting for a bus, and I'm thinking, typical mother wolf, man. By the way, when I go on this bus, you're only 15. I says to him, what? He went, you're fucking 15, I'm telling you. 1.5. I'm going, da, you've fucking got a couple of quid, you fucking right. But typically, so goes on the bus, and the conductor comes on, 1.5 to the central, son. The boy's looking at me, and he went, what age are you? I said, I'm 15. He went, you're a big boy for 15. He says, when you're 16, I went, when I got off the fucking bus.
who done your first deal? Agent or yourself?
Myself.
Why is it?
I went down. No, that night that guy phoned me. I went down for 3 weeks. And they phoned me. I went back up this now 3 weeks. They phoned me, Ian Branford. He was the manager.
Of the first team, though?
No, Southampton. He was manager of Southampton, then became the youth director at Sunderland. And right. He phoned me and says, how are you doing, Kevin? We're going to sign you. We'll give you 100 quid a week. I was like, fucking hell, 100 quid a week. I'm going to take a pay cut here to go to Sunderland. I had a paper around a tenner. I was a Chinese dishwasher and a Chinese for 40 a week. And there was a baggage handler doing the snow for 100. I was taking a £50 pay cut.
I'm not leaving the three jobs I've got to go to Sunderland. I'm taking a fucking wage cut.
So that was it. But then when I got like that first contract, Peter Reid handed it to me and says, there, take that away, son, here, do that. And I was like, okay. So I get him and I opened it up and I was like, fucking hell, man. Offered me a 5-year deal. Like, all I kept seeing was first year was 350 a week, second year 400, 450, 550. He's got 50 quid a week, and then it was like £2,000 a year sign on fee.
I was like, fucking hell,
where's that pen? So I got the pen and signed it. And back in the next day, and I went to Peter Reid, there's that contract back. I've just signed it. He says, really fucking signed it? Why you signed it? I says, well, is that not what I'm supposed to do? He says, no, get yourself a fucking agent. He says, get me your money. I says, all right. He says, right, rip that up, I'll get another one. So he went and put another one. And then he phoned me that night. He says, you got an agent? I says, no, I'll get you one. Right? He fucking rocked up outside the hostel with this Chopper Chops van. It was like sponsored by Chopper Chops, says Lolly. Hey, looking for Kevin. I says, aye. He says, the gaffer says, I'm an agent. Mum, we'll go take you for a wee bite to eat and that. He says, I'm about to sign you up. I was like, I need bar, aye. So I jumped out of this Chopper Chop van, right? I've got a wee place down in North Shields. I've been dating North Shields and we had a hot dog place, a couple of hot dogs, and he says...
I knew the way to get into your heart.
And he says, are you all right for money and that? And he says, I just don't know, 100 quid a week. I says, I'm living in the hostel, it's fine. He says, there's a wee grand. He says, just take that. He says, be fine. I says, no, I don't need it. He says, no, take it. He says, this contract you got, he says, there's no point in signing 5 years. He says, we'll sign 3 years. He says, no, but five's my money for five. He says, no. So I ended up going for a 5-year deal to 3 years, and the 3 years were 6, 7, 8... and 15 grand.
Bread over year. 3 years or
no,
15
each year. And I was like, and in his contract negotiation that I signed with him, it says, your first contract will be free of charge and a welcome to the company. So I thought, oh, your dad's not even need to pay him. See, 6 months later, they'll me for a fucking for the contract.
Did you?
Did I fuck?
Did you take the bag of sand?
I fucking right, I did.
How long do I need to be doing there for that?
It's funny because see the bag of sand, right? Seeing I get back to the hostel, I'm telling them, just agents gave me a bag of sand, and the Irish boy Cliffy Byrne, good looking boy.
How long were you doing for?
Cliffy came down a minute. He says, "Kyler, my dad just gave us a horse for the." Whatever it was, it's Jim Jam Joey 14.
Oh, he was Irish.
Yes, aye, 14 to 1. And I was like, what we doing then? Says, we're all going to put a tenner in each. And I said, well, I've got a grand. I said, I'll put 100 quid in. Fucking hang romped home at 14s.
No way.
Aye, no, that was me then. That was the start of the gambling problem. That was me restricting fucking that day on.
He's been on the podcast 5 years, first time he's ever told that.
But I will look back now and I'll say, any kids listening, get an agent, but get a good one that's going to look after your family, look after your finances, because it'll save you driving about the city in a taxi.
Good advice, Kevin.
You never mentioned your Scotland parents bonus. That was a good one.
That was an odd one, aye.
Where did you get first playing for Scotland?
Well, I was Scotland. So I signed that contract 6, 7, 8 and the 15 grand. There was a wee thing in it. If you make a Scotland or 21 appearance, you get 10 grand. If you make a Scotland full appearance, you get 50 grand.
Fuck off.
So I went away to fucking... I get called up with Alex Smith.
Aye.
Alex Smith to go and play against Latvia. Off I went to fucking Latvia and I was like, are you on the bench now? I was like, yes, I'm on the fucking bench. I kept saying to me, Birchie, that if you get injured, that just come off because I'll get 10 grand.
And I'll give you a curly quid.
Aye, I says, and then 10 minutes ago, Alex Smith went, come on, Kevin, you're going on. I went, oh, you're a fucking dancer. So Birchie came out, it was Birchie or Kenny Miller come off, and I went on. And within 2 minutes, I was like, mad hyper. Because I was buzzed, I just kept thinking 10 grand, right? And I got booked, right? I'm nearly saying you off, and I came in, and Alex Smith went through me. You're fucking representing your country, and you're going like that. I just wanted to say, Alex, 10 grand. Fuck off.
Did you get 10 grand for that show?
10 grand, right? And then.
What have you been doing with your cash?
And then about the next contract,
just told
the 50,
you
the 50 grand was in, and we went to Hong Kong, and I had 50 grand in my contract, and I fucking that South Korea game. Nah, I came near get on and I went, fucking hell, 50 large, see that?
You get pumped 4-1, big game. Wow. Hey!
I'm
with you, by the way. Fucking football.
Then that summer, right? So I then made my debut in the plane. I'd played 3 games, 3 lots of appearance money. 50 grand, I thought, can I wait for the fucking wage coming in, right? Got the wage opened up. Thanks. That's only 40 grand in my bank. What the fuck's going on here? Where's all the rest of the money? Says, you pay tax now, Kevin. 40% tax, took half out half me. I've kept that pay slip, I've got it. I'll bring it in Monday.
Bring it in.
That definitely. One in the Coventry side on for you, because, but again, boys, money's no everything.
Another drop.
Now he's worried about an extra 50p charge in an airport.
Oh, don't get it wrong, I've always been tight.
Have you Kevin?
Aye, I've just because we didn't earn any money growing up. So everything was important.
Incredible, right, the Coopin boys. So Derek's on 15 points. You're having one, mate.
I'm struggling, mate. Yeah, I'm really bad, but I'm going
to put... 2 weeks, though.
I'm going
longest to fucking month ever.
This week.
Right, okay.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, you're holding the Coopin boys?
Oh, yeah.
You don't get 2 points for them, mate.
I'll be playing yourself. You just get one tonight after that.
Kev, you're like Derek's.
Aye.
Look at that, man.
Mate, go shit,
big
right?
Fucking handsome, look.
Right, Dundee beat Ross County.
Wait, I'll ask you then. Could you tell one good story? Then I start trying to take over.
He's got a fucking hire.
Dundee, Ross County.
Dundee, flying. Boy,
Dundee, I'll go.
Aye, definitely.
I'm going different. I'm going for it this week. I'm going draw.
Right, okay.
I'm going to go Dundee. I'm Sportman anyway, but I'm going to go Dundee.
All right, Aberdeen v Hibs. Tough one, that.
That's a horrible game. On the basis of they two's form right now.
I'm going draw.
Score draw.
I'm going Hibs.
Aberdeen.
Wow. Livingston v St Mirren.
You can't win, because if you go them, you're eating that.
I'm going to St Mirren hospital. St Mirren. Could be a draw, that.
It could be a hard game. I'm going draw.
Right, I'm just going to go Livy.
Just to
I think they'll get I think I don't think they're going to win, but I need to try and do something.
Right, I'll go St Mirren then.
I think we could win this.
Right, so you're going Livy?
Aye.
Wow.
I don't know why, but I think they could.
Okay, Hearts v Motherwell.
Much fancy Hearts.
Hearts, certainty.
You going Motherwell, mate?
No, I'm going Hearts this week because
when Motherwell I, when
I don't
every week.
When I don't day Motherwell.
The one.
the winner get a draw. Mm. They get a result. I can't. I'll go a draw.
No, I'll go Motherwell.
I'll go a draw.
So,
no, because you want to go a draw, didn't you?
No, I'm going Hearts.
I'll go a draw.
Definitely Hearts.
Celtic, Kelly, Celtic.
Yeah.
Celtic.
Celtic.
And St Johnston, Rangers. Rangers.
Rangers. Yeah. I'm going to go Motherwell.
Fergie going right. St Johnston.
Daddy's going Motherwell.
Fergie's going St Johnston.
That's outstanding.
Good. Right, yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.